Well, good morning, Tim. How are things going?
Well, good morning, Pat. Awfully busy these days, but everything is very, very good. Thanks.
Well, Tim, over this past weekend, I noticed a little bit of road closure activity in the downtown area. Was that an indication of something going on in the film industry?
Oh, it was, yeah. In fact, we had a great director by the name of Adam Steigert, who grew up in Hamburg, New York, and is kind of a local writer, director, and really a great, great filmmaker. He was shooting his movie called The Horrific Evil Monsters, which brought probably over 100 extras into downtown Buffalo right near sort of Niagara Square. And yeah, we had a little bit of a street closure there to help them out and get all the shots that they needed. So hopefully we didn't impose too much on the motoring public.
And people really responded to the casting call for extras.
You know, it's amazing when you put out a casting call in this community. It's amazing the number of people who respond. It's sometimes very methodical and very, I guess, boring to, you know, stand around and wait. But boy, everybody kind of perks right up when when the director screams action. And, you know, that's what happened this weekend with Adam's film, for sure.
And you've got some news about a TV show that's being produced here in Western New York. Is that right?
Yeah, this one's a really, really exciting one. This is Greg Robbins, who we're very familiar with. He lives here in Western New York and is a very, very accomplished director and writer. And he is shooting 6 episodes of a TV sort of miniseries called Diary of a Lunatic. And his co-producer is no stranger to Western New York. It's none other than Kimber Eastwood, the great actor Clint Eastwood's daughter. And Sean Midkiff is also producing with Shauna Robbins and Keith Lukowski and a variety of other great people, Mike Espinoza and others that are producing this. And it's really exciting for Western New York because these guys are going to be shooting literally all summer. And then they've already got a distribution deal for this. So before they even start shooting, we already know it's going to be somewhere on a big platform. So it's really, really exciting. And I'm so proud of Greg and all of what he's done for Western New York as well. And another guy that's just released a movie is an old friend and a one of the original trailblazers in this town as far as filmmaking goes, and that's Peter McGinnis. And he just released his latest work called Bubble Girl, and that'll be out soon. So, you know, we've had a lot of exciting independent features here with homegrown talent that is second to none for sure.
Recently, there was a sighting at one of our prominent local restaurants of Guillermo del Toro. I don't think he was in town just for the spaghetti parm.
Well, the spaghetti parm at Chef's is something that draws people in the movie business for sure. But I can't really discuss why Guillermo was here, except it's safe to say that he's got eyes on Western New York. And, you know, we were very honored to have him in our presence. And, you know, that's something that we really just can't talk about. But I suppose that news will eventually evidence itself in that realm.
Well, Tim, I am sorry to say we're out of time again, but thank you very much for joining me again this morning.
Well, thank you, Pat, as always. It's a privilege, as it always is, to be on your show.
My guest is Tim Clark, the head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission. Tim, thank you again for coming. My name is Pat Feldball, and you've been listening to Press Pass on WBFO.